It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert. You're with us on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, you may only know Wisconsin life from Wisconsin Public Radio, but it's also a staple on Wisconsin Public Television. We'll get a sneak peek of their new season. First, Governor Walker announced the state's proposed transportation budget last week, allocating $605 million for county and state road maintenance and another $65 million for local government projects. While some people approve the plan, others have worried that the plan doesn't go far enough to provide a long-term transportation fix for Wisconsin. Joining us now to talk about that plan is Craig Thompson. He's the executive director of the Transportation Development Association. Craig, welcome back.
Hi, Veronica. Thanks for having me.
Well, first, transportation in Wisconsin, this isn't an easy fix. What do you like about the plan?
Well, I guess what we do like about the plan is that there is some recognition of local roads, local government's needs and keeping up their roads, and there is a bump in funding for them for that purpose.
And what about sticking points, things that you think could be stronger?
Well, the overall transportation budget is reduced. Heading into this budget, the Fiscal Bureau said we've got a $940 million deficit. And this budget proposal does nothing on the revenue side to try to address that. But what it does do is drastically reduces funding for basically any interstate project other than the zoo interchange, which is going to make those last much, much longer, and major highway projects as well, like the Verona Road interchange in Dane County. So from our standpoint, it's not really a plan as much as it is a way to maybe get through 2 years, and then it's kind of we'll see what we'll do after that.
So you see this as a plan that more or less kicks the football down the road.
Yeah, it really does, and even more than that, I'd say the last three budgets have kicked the can down the road. This one actually would, if we adopted it as is, would set us back even further.
In terms of what you would like to see instead, some options on the table have been things like the gas tax, for instance. What do you think about options like those that didn't make it into the plan?
Well, we really have two user fees that go into that fund transportation right now in Wisconsin. That is the gas tax we pay when we fill up our car, and it's the registration fee we pay when we get our sticker. We pay $75. So from our standpoint, those user fees have been how we have funded transportation, and adjusting those, I think, would make the most sense for how we would get ourselves on a sustainable path that we can get projects on a known schedule and still fund local governments.
What do you think of the governor's choice not to do that? What do you think is behind that?
Well, I think there's a desire to say that we haven't raised any fees or taxes, and I can appreciate that, but I think it's drastically going to increase costs in particularly the southeastern part of the state, and I think it's going to increase the amount that we're going to be driving through orange barrels because unlike the DOT's plan last time around, which was to get in, fix it, and get out, I think we're going to be constantly repaving stretches of interstate that are 60-plus years old.
Now, another option that was under consideration, not officially, but some people have been calling for it, was a look at toll roads in Wisconsin, some sort of bigger fixes like that might be more dramatic. What do you think about options like those?
Well, the last budget did put in some funding to do a study for feasibility on that, and I believe HNTB Corporation is conducting that, and it should be done soon. But right now, there is a federal prohibition on tolling existing interstate lanes. So until there's a change from the feds, we could either toll non-interstate lanes, which there probably isn't the volume to do that, or we could toll an additional lane if we add a lane.
Right now, we're speaking with Craig Thompson, Executive Director of the Transportation Development Association, looking at the state's proposed transportation budget right now. And in terms of that $65 million we mentioned to go to projects by local governments, and you said that's something that you think is a good thing. What do you think is needed about directing the funding there?
Well, if you look at the counties and cities are on a share of cost model, and they used to be 20 years ago or so get about 30% of their costs reimbursed. They're down to about 14% now. And the towns are on a rate per mile, and that's gone down significantly as well. So what we've been seeing is a lot of proposals for wheel taxes or exceeding the property tax limits or bonding more at the local level to try to just keep up with the local roads. So an increase in aids from the state to the locals, I think, is very much welcomed, and it's something that we have asked for. So that portion, we're very supportive of. But if the only way we're going to come up with that is to stop all movement forward on the interstate program, we don't think that's a very sustainable way to go about it.
And you've said that there are specific economic corridors that you're concerned about under this plan. Are there areas that you look at and you do feel that there's going to be some concern if there isn't some attention paid to those roads and that infrastructure?
Yeah, so a couple of the projects that would be, you could either say delayed or just indefinitely put on hold right now, are the I-94 in Racine County between Kenosha and Milwaukee. So the part in Kenosha has been done, and there's 8 lanes there now, and it's new, and there's been quite a bit of economic activity, and the part up into Milwaukee is done, but you've got this sort of donut hole in the middle in Racine that has been languishing. That's on no schedule at all right now. Then you've got the east-west, which is right in front of Miller Park, that's in between the Zoo Interchange and the Marquette, which will be done. That is postponed, as well as I-43 north of Milwaukee, the 894 bypass, and the rest of the Zoo Interchange, the north leg. So those are all components of the interstate system down there that would be put on hold.
What are you hearing from taxpayers about how they'd like to handle transportation funding?
You know, like with any question like this, you get mixed responses. The last Marquette poll asked people what they would like, and 44% said that they would prefer to pay an increased fee or tax to get these things moving, and 33% said to just postpone projects. So, you know, I think there's more and more folks that are saying they'd rather pay a little bit more and get these things done and get things moving, but, you know, it's not unanimous.
If you're looking at the question of it being an either-or situation with local roads versus interstates, and right now that money seems to be going to these local roads, is that the right choice, do you think?
Well, again, I just don't think you can say it's an either-or, and I think the reaction you've seen from a lot of local governments around the state has been sort of saying that they desperately need some more funding from the state, and it's appreciated, but it really is an entire system. The locals generally constitute the first and last mile, which is extremely important in an agriculture state and a manufacturing state. But if we're going to allow some of the other main areas to fall apart, then it just doesn't work. We can't do one at the expense of the other.
Are there areas that you think could create user danger because the infrastructure is just getting that old?
There's several areas that we are concerned about that the federal government has said are outdated. Are that old? You've got left-hand off ramps that are dangerous. And the most specific area, I think, is Highway 23 between Fond du Lac and Sheboygan, which has had too many fatalities over the last 2 years. And this budget would delay that project for 3 more years. And I know the folks in Fond du Lac and Sheboygan are very upset about that.
No, not to create a false equivalency here, but some people might take the stance that there are issues in the state that are maybe more deserving of funding, that are more urgent, for instance, maybe money for schools. What kind of case would you make for transportation?
Well, again, whether it's schools or health care or UW, those are all in the general fund budget and all exceedingly important to our quality of life. We have a separate budget for transportation that we have user fees go into in the form of gas tax and registration fees, and we believe that's why we should adjust those user fees rather than go and try to take additional money out of the general fund that has to fund other important needs. So I think there's a lot of important debates to have on the general fund side, but for transportation there's a separate budget. It's constitutionally separate, and there are separate user fees that go into that, and we think we should adjust those to deal with transportation, which is a pretty core function of government.
And will your group be lobbying lawmakers to try to make some of those changes to the plan?
With us, we are registered and we will be talking with legislators, but our primary mission is advocacy and providing information and dealing with the policymakers and the public about just what their decisions will mean.
And we leave it there. Craig, thank you for joining us today.
Thanks, Veronica.
That was Craig Thompson, Executive Director of the Transportation Development Association. He joined us to talk about the state's proposed transportation budget.